Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Using My Keys broadcast. This is Valerie Barreau of the Empowerment Place Ministries. Grateful to God for another opportunity to come and share a relevant teaching to expand the minds of the kingdom citizens here in the earth as we are realizing our purpose and God's original intent for us. Grateful this morning to share with you a wonderful event that's taking place this week, hosted by Rose Jarvis Ministries. It's called Total Impact. This is a conference being held in Hampton, Virginia, at the Embassy Suites Convention Center. It will begin March 12th and run through March 14th. This conference is free. Yes, you heard me. Free. There's free online registration, and you can begin registering today. Again, this is Total Impact with Rose Jarvis Ministries. Some of the some of those who will be at this conference include Dr. Michael Penn, Dr. Jackie McCullough, Reverend Kate McVeigh, Bishop Hugh Smith, Bishop Angela Cottrell, Bishop Daniel Robertson, and more. This conference is slated to be one of great impact for this region. So if you want to make an investment in yourself, consider attending Total Impact. Again, this is a free conference being held at the Embassy Suites Convention Center in Hampton, Virginia, hosted by Rose Jarvis Ministries. For those of you all who have Facebook, please look Rose Jarvis Ministries up. You can find the link to look at this conference and to get tickets. You can also go to eventbrite.com to find tickets for this conference. Again, it is free, but there is a registration required. Total Impact, March 12th through 14th this week in Hampton, Virginia. So hopefully you're able to attend, if not all sessions, at least one. And I'm sure your life will be blessed by it. This week we're talking about discovering who you are. I know for many of you, you probably say, I already know who I am. And I'm sure you do. You know your name, you know your gender, you know your demographics, but do you really know who you are? Who you are? So we're going to talk about that today. So, Father, we thank you for being in our midst. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your anointing. We ask now, Father, that you would allow this teaching to come forth with the power and authority that you've intended it to, God, that ears and eyes would be opened, that we would be empowered, oh God, that we are able to fulfill our purpose in the earth. Father, I thank you for every listening ear now and those who will listen at a later date, oh God, thanking you in advance for the seeds that will be sown and for the manifested harvest that will be manifest in their lives. We thank you for this now and count it done. In Jesus' name, amen. The question is posed, have you discovered who you are? In Luke chapter 7, verse 26, it reads this, but what went ye out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. That's one of the scriptures, the root of where I came from. But I also like us to look at Proverbs 22:29. Proverbs 22:29 says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean." Have you discovered who you are? This came to me. I was reading a post from our prophetic empowerment page, Prophet Rodney Veeney, and he had posted this the other day. And it sort of intrigued me because as one who for many years had been satisfied with just regular Sunday protocol, but then getting an understanding of kingdom principles and being empowered by realizing that I was more than I realized, I just felt like today was a good day. God just laid that heavily upon me. People have, and we've done it to ourselves, we sort of placed ourselves, even pigeonholed ourselves into a specific role in the church, a specific office of the fivefold, and in that, we just function. I know some people who, and it's good that God is in you and God is with you, and in the temple, in the temple that we are, the temple of the Holy Ghost that we are, we know that we are all living epistles being read of men. So wherever we go, God goes with us. But especially when we come to the house of God, to the church, to that place where we are all assembled together, that we might glorify God corporately, that there is a certain dialogue that you generally hear. You know, God is good all the time God is good. And, you know, everybody's conversation is about who God is and how good God is, and that's good. But when I'm in the grocery store and I say to you, "Good morning, how are you?" and you say, "God is good all the time, and all the time God is good," and all you begin to spew off to me is biblical rhetoric, I have to wonder to myself, do you know how to have a conversation more than just church conversation? Now, don't get me wrong. I understand that. But we are more than just who we are in church. There are several spheres of influence in this kingdom. And in the spheres of influence, there are specific assignments that God has given us to fulfill in the earth. Okay. Isaiah 49. Bear with me. Isaiah 49, verses 1 through 4, says, "Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people from afar. The Lord hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name, and he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In a shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver hath he hid me, and said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then he said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for naught, and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my work with God. A sharp sword, a polished shaft." It describes something that has been crafted for a specific task. This has to do with the specificity of our purpose in the earth. We have to realize that a lot of what we've been doing, we have been doing in vain. We spend our strength on things that do not define our purpose, do not align with our purpose, and we're spent. For without a defined purpose, a lot of what we're doing, like I said, it's in vain. We can be busy and be non-productive. But God is desiring now that we redefine and fully have an understanding of who we are. It's time that we seek out our purpose, our specific purpose, and then find a way to connect our purpose with the specific audience that's been sent to us for us to serve. Are you hearing that? I'm going to keep reading. Verse 5 of Isaiah 49 says, "And now saith the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. And he said, It is a light thing that thou shouldst be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth." Verse 7 says, "Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to him whom man despiseth, to him whom the nations abhorreth, to a servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because the Lord that is faithful and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, Go forth, to them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them, for he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them." We are in the earth for a specific thing. Therefore, we have to recognize that we have been hidden by God for such a time as this. For some of us, it may have appeared as though opportunities kept passing us by, or that our good works and the impact we've had goes unnoticed. But this is not the case. The Father had hidden us with the shadow of his hand. He was only allowing certain people to see who we are. He had us hidden in his quiver for such a time as this. And we were given a specific task in the earth. Again, there is specificity in our purpose in the earth. So that's why it's important that we discover who we are. We're not here to do what everybody else does. We're not here in the earth to compete or to do what's already being done by someone else. We're here to fulfill a specific assignment. But in order to fulfill that assignment, we have to know who we really are. Romans 8, 28 through 30 reads this way. For we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to his, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Are you hearing that this morning? The called according to his purpose, and those whose lives is all about the purpose of God. The Father has predestined us, and therefore there are locations, places, and people that will not work for us. You've got to discover who you are. You've got to stop trying to be what everyone else is being. Stop trying to do what everybody else is doing, because God has predestined us and being glorified by us finding that specific thing on the earth that he's given us to do, discovery of who we are. We are predestined. Our success has already been determined for us. The only thing is necessary that we have to choose to live according to his purpose. The people that we may serve and the assignment that he has for us in the earth may not be the ones that God has assigned to someone else. May not be. We have to go where we know they will be blessed when it comes to us fulfilling our assignment. The Father sends us where he needs us, regardless of the potential of those people's ability to reward us and bless us. I know some people who have gone into specific jobs in specific areas of expertise because they searched and found out that this particular job pays the most money. So they spent the time to go and get the education and training to get this specific job. Then they go into the job and they're not fulfilled. And they don't make the money that they thought they should based on what they researched. The reason? They were trying to operate in something that was not purposeful by God. They were trying to do what man said would make them prosper, something that would be a blessing to them, but it was outside of what God had assigned to their lives. So it wasn't fruitful. They weren't being blessed. We have to know that fulfilling our purpose in the earth, we will have an exceedingly great reward in God. Because we know who we are, we're discovering who we are. We've got to know that some doors will not be open to us because of his purpose for us. There may be someone on the line today who's been applying for this job with this certain organization year after year after year because you've been told that it's an excellent organization, that they pay well, that their benefit plan is excellent, and you've been trying and trying and trying and you can't get in, and you've asked people to pray and pray and pray and it's not happened. But guess what? You have to consider, because of the purpose that God has for you, because of the necessity for you discovering who you are, that job is not for you. That locale is not for you. That region is not for you, according to your purpose in the earth. On the flip side of that, some opportunities you were qualified for that were not released to you, but there are some opportunities that you were not qualified for but were chosen to do because of the alignment with the Father's purpose for you. I've heard people who said, I got this position and I don't even feel like I'm qualified for it. Well, you don't have to worry about qualifying yourself. God qualifies you. Romans 8 tells us that he predestined. He's called. He's justified, and now he's going to be glorified through us fulfilling our purpose, by us discovering who we really are. We have got to start developing a lifestyle that supports what we've been assigned to do in the earth in order to fulfill the purpose that God has for us. It means that we're not going to just be what you call me in church, prophet, but I'm much more than a prophet. And it took me some time to really understand, and I'm talking about Valerie, it's taken me some time to really understand what God's plan was for my life. And in understanding who I am and in discovering what my purpose is in the earth, the empowerment place was birthed. But had I become content with just being a minister, just being the preacher, just being the elder, I wouldn't have been fulfilling all that God had. I would have just been doing busy work, but my lifestyle would have only been limited, and I would have only reaped the reward of busy work. And God was like, yeah, well, it's cool that you did all that, but you've not fulfilled your purpose, Valerie. I sent you there to be an ambassador for the kingdom. I sent you in the earth that you would be a mouthpiece for me, that you would speak to those who have been broken and abused because of the experiences that I've to strengthen you to go through, that you can speak into the lives of those who are hurting and reinstill some vigor in them, some motivation in them, so that they will, to who I am, so that they can have all that I have for them. I placed you in the earth to empower. But I would have missed it if I hadn't been open to discovering who I really am. Some people are so caught up with a title. Why? If you know who you are, if you know your fulfilling purpose, of course, we're going to show respect where respect is supposed to be. I'm not going to disrespect you, but I'm not going to be driven by a title. I'm not. And I'm not going to be concerned, because it's not going to matter to me that when I walk in, someone doesn't say, Prophetess, God bless you, how are you? You don't have to say that. I know who I am. I know who I am. If you ask me what my name is, I'm going to say, hi, I'm Valerie Burrell. I'm not going to preface it I'm Valerie Burrell. I'm the wife of Benny Burrell. I'm a servant of God. And however God sees fit to use me, wherever I am, that's who I am. I'm a servant. I know who I am. I know who I am in ministry. I know who I am in the marketplace. I know who I am in my home. And in all those things, I desire that God be glorified, which means my lifestyle has to support what I've been assigned to do in the earth, so that the purpose of God will be fulfilled. And the same thing has to occur in each of your lives. Our lifestyle speaks to everything from our diet to our sleep habits to how we present ourselves on public platforms. Our lifestyle is all of that. I look at our young people, how they dress, how they do their hair, our young men with the saggy pants, our young girls, well, not just our young girls and not just our young men, but older adults who feel like they have to look like the young people, you know, too much showing and just flamboyant when God wants modesty and he wants, you know, us to look like we represent him. But all of that is talking about our lifestyle and us discovering who we are. If I know that I'm royal priesthood, if I know that I'm a part of a holy nation, if I know I'm a king's citizen, a kingdom citizen, if I know that I am the chosen of God, I know that I'm the predestined, that I've been justified, and he's been glorified, then I want to carry myself a certain way. I want my lifestyle to speak to that. But if you haven't discovered who you are, then you're going to be living any kind of way to look like the world. And you're going to be glorying, you're lavishing and looking like the world. When God is like, I need you to look like your assignment. I need you to look like purpose. I need you to look like me. I need you to do those things. God needs us to be diligent. He wants us to discover who we are. And after we discover who we are, he wants us diligent. As I read in Proverbs 22:29, the man or woman who is diligent in their business will stand before kings. We need to recognize the significance of who we are in the earth. We have to discover who we are. All of our creation eagerly awaits for the manifestation of the sons of God. We have significance in the earth, not just in church. The purpose of God for our lives extends beyond the church, and so our impact should be felt beyond the church. The man or woman who is diligent in their present preparation to fulfill a specific purpose in the earth is one God will bring out of obscurity. Yes, he will. God will call on the one who is ready and prepared to do what they have been placed in the earth to do. God will call on the one who is committed to their specific purpose in the earth. And God will bring them before kings, and he will not allow you to remain obscure. We've got to know that this has been ordained and scheduled by God, that today you hear this message and you begin to discover who you are. You begin to acknowledge that you have purpose in the earth. You have a specific assignment in the earth by the Father to fulfill, that he be glorified. You are more than what people call you. And as you discover you are more than what people call you, you will be empowered. Today, God wants you to discover who you are. Discover your purpose. Discover your assignment. Discover his original intent for your life and be empowered. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for purpose. We thank you for discovery. We thank you for our evolution. We thank you for our worth. We thank you for our role in the earth. And by realizing these things, we thank you that we are now empowered. God, I ask that you would bless every listener, that their truth would be revealed to them, and they would discover the truth of who they are. Listeners, thank you so much for joining us. As always, realize that you are the key to your own empowerment. God bless you until next time.